You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
New Zealand Educational Institute has released a survey showing teachers and school leaders report significant job strain and associated negative health impacts far exceeding the general population. I asked NZEI President Liam Rutherford about the survey and what he thinks needs to be done to improve the well-being of teachers and principals.
What do the survey results show?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And so we've obviously just put out our health and wellbeing survey results. And I guess the kind of top point for us is that if we are determined to create the best possible learning environment for our tamariki, then it's critical that we come to terms with addressing wellbeing and workload issues for teachers and principals. The results themselves have highlighted consistently that teachers and school leaders report significant job strain and other associated negative health impacts that far outweigh general population.
What are the main issues causing job strain for teachers and principals?
Yeah, so the big ones tend to be around burnout on the role.
Is teacher burnout worse at low decile schools?
None of our survey results get broken down by decile schools, but what we do know is that the second year of teaching tends to be the one that has the most strain.
What measures currently exist to support teachers and principals with burnout?
So recently, the government has just announced a small amount of funding to support wellbeing across the workforce, but that's really only at the beginning of being implemented, and so the effectiveness of that is still yet to be seen. I mean, what we're really talking about is moving forward, what are going to be the solutions that are going to address the workload of teachers and principals? We were consistently talking about this through last year's collective agreement negotiations, and we never got to a point where we managed to get those solved. So we're going to be taking the results from the survey back into the accord with the Ministry of Education and the PPTA.
How heavily do you think the effect of COVID-19 will have on the results of next year's survey?
Oh, I think we're going to see that it's going to exacerbate them further. I mean, I think what we saw through COVID was parents had that insight into some of the challenges that come with the role of teaching and being a principal. And we know that parents have been really positive about the role that teachers and principals played during that time. But at the same time, that's come at a heavy cost. Because in the middle of COVID, while you were worried about the kids in your class, you also had your own commitments with your family, and so we expect to see it exacerbated further next year.
What do you think needs to be done to improve the wellbeing of teachers and principals?
So I think probably the most important thing is that wellbeing is being seen as the responsibility of the Ministry of Education and the government, as well as schools, principals and teachers themselves. It really is about that connected response to dealing with this seriously, because we know that if we are determined to create a learning environment that's going to work for tamariki, then we do have to address the wellbeing and workload issues of teachers and principals.
That was Liam Rutherford from the New Zealand Educational Institute talking about the recent teachers and school leaders wellbeing survey.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.